Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. External Affairs Ministry says India is closely monitoring situation arising out of conflict between Afghanistan and Pakistan. US Chamber of Commerce files lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's $1 lakh fee on new H-1B visas. US President Donald Trump says he will meet Vladimir Putin in Hungary to end war in Ukraine. And in badminton, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen enters quarterfinals of Denmark Open in Odense. External Affairs Ministry has said that India is closely monitoring the situation between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Briefing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is clear that Pakistan hosts terrorist organizations and sponsors terrorist activities. He said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures. The spokesperson said Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories and India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan.
We are closely monitoring the situation. Three things are clear. One, that Pakistan hosts terrorist organizations and sponsors terrorist activities. Two, it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures. And three, Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories. India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan.
On upgrade of Indian mission in Kabul, Mr. Jaiswal said India's technical mission has been operational in Kabul since June 2022. He informed that its transition to an embassy will happen in the next few days. Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, has emphasized that G20 must act as a bridge between ambition and implementation, ensuring that every nation's contribution is respected and every nation's capacity is enhanced. He was addressing the opening ceremony of the G20 Climate and Environmental Sustainability Working Group ministerial meeting in South Africa yesterday. In his address, the minister stated that the country truly believes and supports ecosystem-based approaches, participatory implementation and landscape-level conservation models as proposed in the Biodiversity and Conservation Track.
We sincerely appreciate and fully support the people-centric, holistic, integrated and collaborative approach proposed by the South Africa presidency. Let us join hands to integrate the ethos of solidarity, equality and sustainability in our actions and build a world where we stand united.
In Pakistan, at least 6 Baloch civilians, including children, were killed in an aerial bombardment by the Pakistani army in the Zehri region of Balochistan. The horrific incident comes amid a mounting human rights crisis in Zehri following weeks of Pakistani military operations that have left several people killed and injured. Sharing a heart-wrenching video on its social media platform, PANC, the Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department, expressed outrage as a grieving elder recounted how the Pakistani airstrike wiped out his entire family, including 4 children and 2 adults. Pakistan's rising human rights abuses against minorities, including Christians, Hindus and Ahmadis, has exposed how deeply disenfranchisement has seeped into the country's social fabric. A report in European Times said, amid a worsening economy and the growing dominance of the military under Pakistani Army Chief Asim Munir, the country's so-called democratic institutions have completely weakened, leaving citizens mired in injustice and disillusionment. Religious minorities in Pakistan face systematic persecution and rising violence carried out with impunity. The report further said the country's 40 million strong Pashtun community has endured military campaigns and counter-terrorism operations that frequently trample human rights. To mark the 135th death anniversary of Fakir Lalon Shah, The Indira Gandhi Cultural Centre, IGCC, High Commission of India, Dhaka, hosted a special musical evening titled Lalon Sandhya yesterday at the Liberation War Museum Auditorium. The programme also paid a heartfelt tribute to the Queen of Lalon Giti, Farida Parveen, celebrating her immense contribution to preserving and popularising Lalon's musical heritage. The event drew a distinguished gathering of artists, scholars, music enthusiasts, youth and admirers of Lalon's philosophy from across Dhaka. In his inaugural address, Indian High Commissioner Pranay Verma highlighted the deep spiritual and cultural bonds between India and Bangladesh, reflected through the life and works of Fakir Lalon Shah. Nepali government has decided to approve an equity investment of NPR 3 billion to construct two major cross-border transmission lines between Nepal and India, which will be jointly developed by the state-controlled companies from both countries. Briefing reporters in Kathmandu, Nepal Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Jagdish Kharel, said the cabinet meeting held decided to approve a total equity investment of NPR 3 billion to develop the two cross-border transmission lines. In Kenya, at least three people have died after police fired gunshots and tear gas at a stadium in Nairobi, where crowds of mourners had gathered to see the body of former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. Odinga, a prominent figure on Kenya's political scene, died in India yesterday. His body arrived at the country's main airport today morning, where the authorities were forced to briefly suspend flights because of the huge crowds gathered there. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories, the US Chamber of Commerce has filed a lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's $1 lakh fee on new H-1B visas for highly skilled foreign workers. The chamber stated that the fee will force businesses that rely on the H-1B program to choose between dramatically increasing their labor costs or hiring fewer highly skilled workers. Employers who sponsor H-1B workers currently typically pay between $2,000 and $5,000 in fees, depending on the size of the company and other factors. The rise in H-1B fee is also being challenged by unions, employers, and religious groups in a California federal court. The measure has raised serious concerns regarding its implications on Indian tech professionals and the flow of remittances, with nearly 71% of all H-1B visas being granted to Indian citizens. In the United States, a federal grand jury in Maryland has indicted John Bolton, a former national security advisor to President Trump, over his mishandling of classified documents. According to the Department of Justice, Bolton transmitted confidential information via personal email and illegally retained intelligence documents in his home. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he is determined to secure the return of the dead hostages still in Gaza and that the country will continue to fight terrorism with full force. In the Denmark Open badminton tournament, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has secured a spot in the quarterfinals of the men's singles at the Denmark Open in Odense. He defeated home favourites Anders Antonsen in the round of 16 yesterday. He will face Alex Lanier of France today. The match will start at 5:10 p.m. In the men's doubles, sixth seeds Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also advanced to the quarterfinals by defeating Yang Pohan and Liu Kuang Heng of Chinese Taipei yesterday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Ministry says India is closely monitoring situation arising out of conflict between Afghanistan and Pakistan. US Chamber of Commerce files lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's $1 lakh fee on new H-1B visas. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will meet Vladimir Putin in Hungary to end war in Ukraine. And in badminton, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen enters quarterfinals of Denmark Open in Odense. And that is the end of this news bulletin.